Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
If you didn't know, now you're going to know. We are officially into Spygate 2.
And let's give Jay Glazer some credit for breaking that story and getting that video.
Excellent
he
job.
He does a great
course,
job.
A friend of the show. He's been on several times. He's our colleague over at Fox Sports.
I've known Jay
Fox Sports, period.
Since he used to work at the New York Post, Chris. That's how long I go back with Jay.
No, he does a terrific job of covering the NFL, and he broke the story where he got the video of the interaction between the Bengals security guards and the videographer for the Patriots in the press box that has sparked this latest New England Patriots controversy. Here it is.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
No, it's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. Mind that.
That's not the field.
That's why you would think you could take that.
I didn't know.
How do you not know?
I didn't know. Sorry. But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't, because we deleted it.
Once again, it's gone.
There's no way I can get that footage back. I'm being honest with you. And I don't have a computer to even put it anywhere. Once this card, that's it.
Yeah, I don't see the advance scout in any of this video they're shooting.
I tell you what, and that was played on Fox Sports all day Sunday yesterday during the football show with Michael Strahan, Jimmy Johnson, Terry Bradshaw, all those guys. Again, great job by Jay Glazer. But Rob, the Patriots videographer, that's the freelance guy, I guess, he sounds guilty.
He just does. He's like,
he knew
he was doing something wrong because of his response, right?
Right. It sounded like before they even said to him, hey, you know, you can't shoot the sidelines. It sounds like he already knew that he couldn't shoot it, that
right.
he was wrong. And then if I'm caught, and I'm just sharing my personal view. If I get caught doing something wrong that I really didn't know I was doing wrong, like I'm really like, I had no idea. My first response isn't really, well, let me delete it. I'm going to get rid of it. We can make this go away. It's like, hey, what?
Oh, right.
I didn't even know that was wrong. Why? I can't shoot the sideline? That's what the scout's looking at. He's looking at the sideline. Why can't I shoot?
And this is what they told me to do, right? This
right.
was my
well,
assignment.
I don't know if he'd say that, but he you would say, look, I'm here to shoot the advanced scout and what he does. He looks at the field and he looks at the sideline. That's what I'm shooting. I had no idea I couldn't do that. And, you know, but he sounded like he knew. And he was kind of cool with it. Like, look, I can delete it, make it go away. I don't have a computer. I can't save it. Like, you know what I mean? It almost like he was trying to cut a deal.
Right.
And Rob, look, I think you, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing. I think you want them to be guilty.
Well, only because of the checkered past, Chris.
Right.
It really is.
You know, and I'm not.
If
again,
this
I'm
was
not
their first
offense, wrong with that.
It would be different. But we just have a history of it, and there are a lot of people who love football in the game, and it's just like you don't want it to be at a situation where someone is cheating or
right.
Like when we love the Astros, right? And what they've done, they turned their franchise around, Chris, and won 100 games or more the last 3 years, right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you hear about this scandal. Doesn't it change how you look at them?
Totally.
Totally.
Totally. And that's the like, I don't want them to be guilty, but I'm not going to sit here and be blind. You know, I don't want to think the 20-year run of dominance is tainted.
Right.
And the saddest thing, Rob, is because you hear everybody, and I would tend to agree, but you hear everybody saying they don't even need to do it. Like, why are they doing it? And I would tend to agree with that. But this brings all this cheating does make you have to at least consider maybe they do need to do it. Maybe this is why they're always more prepared than everybody else.
Right.
Maybe this is why they know the little things that nobody else knows about their opponent. Maybe this is why they always seem to make the right adjustment.
It makes you wonder,
it
Chris.
It makes you wonder. I would tend to believe, you know, if they don't need it, they still would be great without it. They just got an issue. They got a problem. They're addicted to it, to cheating. But you do have to at least consider the other alternative. Maybe they need to, and that's the worst thing for the NFL and the Patriots, Rob, if that's true.
No doubt about it, and I think what people don't get when they say the Bengals are, well, they were 1-12. They don't need any help to beat them. They're terrible. It's about getting footage and file footage that Bill Belichick has done with coaches. It might not be – they got a new coach, Chris. He don't have
it
anything on
him.
It
could be 2 years from now,
it could
right?
be down the road
right.
for tendencies. Let me go look
yep.
through the tape. Let me see what this guy does. All that kind of stuff. So people can't just automatically say that they don't need help to beat it. When they had the Spygate and the big fine and everything that went on, it was against the 4-11 Jets.
Right.
What help do you need to beat the 4-11 Jets?
No doubt.
So
no doubt.
You can't use that as an excuse to say that this is ridiculous. They don't need help to beat these bad teams. Dude. And I think a lot of damage has been done. I told you this, Chris. I've heard from a lot of my friends who are Patriots fans. And not that they're going to act like what's happened disappeared or anything, but they just feel like I can't do it anymore. I can't keep making excuses and taking up for this franchise. How could this happen again after what they've been through?
Exactly. You can't play dumb if you're the Patriots.
Right.
If you're Bill Belichick, if you're Robert Kraft, you can't play dumb.
Of all the teams, they know about it.
Right. You've already been accused. You've been charged, convicted of filming. And then there are other incidents where you were charged with it, but they didn't have enough proof, right?
Right.
The Rams and the Panthers and
the Super Bowls
they won. Right. They just couldn't prove it. So you know this. And so you of all teams need to tell your videographers, look, don't film the field or the sideline. You know, and same thing with, you know, Belichick. Here's the other thing. I know their do your job thing is real. I don't know if it's a front or what, but it does take place. If you shoot an advanced scout, you almost have to shoot the field and the sidelines because that shows what the scout is doing. If you're just shooting the scout sitting in the press box, writing down notes or whatever, using his binoculars, you know, it's natural to say, I got to get what he's looking at. But here's my point. The point is not, oh, they're innocent because, of course, you got to get the field and the sidelines. My point is, you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right.
Some of these people, you're not going to be able to shoot them doing their job. And you got to know that. You know, let's face it, Rob. The Patriots are the smartest football team franchise in the league. They don't want to give away any of their secrets. So if they really have this superb advanced scouting team, they're not about to put it on the website. So it's just, I don't know, man. It just, we talked about it last week, and if there, I want more of a thorough investigation, although clearly from what I'm saying, I feel like there's too much smoke not to be any fire.
Right.
And if they are found out, and I don't know if this is enough or if there needs to be more, but if they're guilty, then Bill Belichick has to be suspended for at least a year. I've said a year, you said indefinitely,
and then
he goes through some type of evaluation or whatever.
Right.
But something has to be done to send a message to everybody else that the integrity of the game is above everything else and everybody else. No one's above the rules. And in fact, that's almost a direct quote from the NFL with Bountygate.
And you know what? You're right on the money there. There is... an integrity thing that the NFL has to be very careful with fans. Integrity is the key, Chris, and you just said it, to let people know that they're going to protect the shield and no one is going to have any monkey business going on. And what you're watching on Sunday is real and hasn't been altered or played with. So that's why you have to be serious about it. You cannot poo-poo it.
No doubt. I mean... And here's, even if they're innocent, like let's say it is an innocent mistake. If you come down hard on them with a year long suspension or whatever, so be it. Because your track record, you should have known better. What did Belichick, what did Goodell say to Sean Payton, the Saints coach, when Bountygate,
right?
And Payton said he had no idea about it, was entirely ignorant of it. Goodell said, you should have known.
Exactly. You're the head coach. You're running this thing.
Right. And for all the times, because you've been caught twice.
Right.
Spygate and Deflategate. You got away with it perhaps two times before Spygate. So for all the times you didn't get caught.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. The football world is going to applaud if the NFL comes down hard.
I totally agree.
And even as you said, even some Patriots people, if they're honest, will have to be like, man, hey, what you going to do? We get it. We understand. We might not like it. We understand.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And now, Rob, we have to go to one of the most disappointing teams in the league this season, the Cleveland Browns.
I tried to warn you, Chris Broussard.
I tried to warn you, NFL America.
And I tried to warn you about the Chargers, but
can
you
we
didn't
talk
listen.
About this?
I'm just saying.
Are we
I'm
talking about
saying.
The Browns or not?
Why are you tooting your own horn?
I'm a 2-2-2-2. And this is one that won't be a wowsy, wowsy, woo woo.
Wowsy, wowsy, woo woo.
Because I got it right. Chris, you got to give me a little credit.
I would, but you also picked the Chargers to reach
We're
the Super Bowl.
We're not talking about the Chargers.
Did you pick the Colts to
Can
make the playoffs?
Can you stay on topic?
Did you pick the Colts to make the playoffs,
Can you
too?
Stay on topic?
I'm just saying. So
I'm asking
see,
you about
the— if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't be sticking out my chest.
No,
and
I'm sticking my chest
knowing,
out because—
knowing I got these L's next to my name
Everybody
as well.
In NFL America, they put them on national TV. They weren't even saying the Browns were going to make the playoffs. There was talk about them going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know who said
Oh,
that.
My
I never
goodness.
Said the Super Bowl.
Remember
I
we had Jay Crawford on? Jay Crawford, the Cleveland guy, our former partner from the old network?
Yeah.
Everybody,
yep.
They were all in the Browns. Oh, my God, they wanted to cry. Finally, I'm going to see my long downtrodden. You're from Cleveland, Chris. You were born there. You had a cup
you know,
of coffee and a sweet
in
roll there.
When I was in Cleveland, they were nice. Ernest Biner.
Until he fumbled.
But I mean, at least they were a factor. You know, at least they were a factor in the playoffs against Denver and
but,
losing
but
to
But you got to admit, they
that.
Were the talk of the NFL.
They were. I mean, look, I think it's only a few people thought they might go to the Super Bowl, but most people seem to think they would make the playoffs. And maybe the worst thing, Rob, was that they themselves, they didn't only think they were making the playoffs. They thought they were about to run roughshod over the rest of the NFL. Odell Beckham Jr., I'm all right with being in Cleveland because we're going to win.
Exactly.
Demarius Randall, it's going to be so bad they're going to think we're cheating.
That's how good their team was. And then they said, oh, yeah. And we also got Kareem Hunt coming back. You know, all this. We're loaded. Look at this team. Remember?
It was a mess.
And the networks couldn't wait to put them on national television. Oh, let's load up on Browns. They wanted a second, third, fourth helping of Brown because they thought the Browns were going to be all about the new hotness in the NFL. I never bought into Kitchens, who had never been a head coach. I also said they had so many personalities. And last year, people could say I was hating on Baker Mayfield. Never bought in,
well,
Chris.
You were.
Never bought into the 7 wins a year ago. They only beat one team over 500 last year when they were piling up those numbers. And they beat Baltimore 12-9 when Joe Flacco lost his job. That's it. They didn't beat anybody. And I wasn't buying it because they didn't show me that they could beat good teams.
They should have been good. They should have been good. But this weekend, we saw why they're not. In a loss to the Arizona Cardinals of the rookie quarterback and the rookie coach, we saw why they're not. And Michael Silver, great reporter for the NFL Network, he tweeted this, Rob Parker. I'm told by two sources that before the game ended, multiple Browns players yelled at the Arizona sideline to, quote, come get me.
Wow.
Asking to come play for the Cardinals. Landry, as in Jarvis Landry, I'm told, was one of them.
Wait a minute. Jarvis Landry, doesn't he have his college coach there, right, as wide receiver coach? He's got his best
Odell.
Friend, Odell. They played together, right, LSU, Chris. They're buds. This is going to be a party. This is unbelievable.
Here's what I have to say about this, Rob. I have two strong points to make. Number one, if this is true, this is a sign of how I don't even want to say bad personality because I don't dislike Odell Beckham Jr.'s personality. I actually like it. But how we know wherever he's been, we're in New York. Even though, you know, he had all types of incidents, he clearly was beloved by his teammates. You never heard anyone, and he's pointed out this many times, you never heard any teammates say he's a bad teammate.
Right.
You never heard any teammates complain about him. Okay? And then, here in Cleveland, it's the same thing. Watchgate, Visorgate, Cleatgate, Tradegate. You never hear any teammates come out against him, because obviously they all like Odell. But here's the thing. Instead of using that leadership to point them in the right direction, he has used it to point them in the wrong direction. And they like him so much that now, because a week or two ago it was reported that he had said, come get me, that he wanted out of Cleveland. They like him so much. They look up to him so much. They think he's so cool that now, reportedly, several other players, instead of checking him and being like, look, dude, we need you to be all in, they're following him. They're following him, and now they want out. Now they're saying, come get me. Now they don't think Freddie Kitchens knows what he's doing. And he doesn't, but still. So that's number one. The negative impact, unfortunately, that OBJ, and I think he's, like I said, I don't dislike him.
I'm not.
Most of his stuff is in fun, and it's just harmless. It's not harmless, but, you know, Watchgate, it's not the worst thing in the world.
He ain't hurt nobody, right?
No, but it just shows that the focus is not right. And now these guys are following him to the point that they said the exact same thing that was reported. Come get me. Come get me. And secondly, they are not taking responsibility for themselves. Freddie Kitchens appears overmatched. Okay. Didn't do a great job with him. We know that. He deserves a lot of the blame for this season going south.
And Chris,
and
you
probably
know,
will be fired.
And you know this. Everybody's not a head coach.
It's just, no.
It's just, that's just the way it is.
But here's the thing. All that may be true, but you also, as a player, have to look in the mirror. You can't just blame it on the coach. Sure, he has a lot to do with it. But you also have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I dropped some balls this year. I blew some coverages. We lost our cool, and one of our best players, Myles Garrett, is out for the rest of the season. We're the ones talk trash. We had the same coach when we were talking trash. We were talking about how it's going to be a video game and how they're going to think we cheated and how we're going to win this year.
Right.
So you know football, and you can see, okay, Freddie Kitchens is overmatched. But you also have to look in the mirror and say, we didn't get it done either. And when I hear players saying, come get me, then that tells me you're blaming it all on the organization, all on the coaching staff, and not taking your just blame either. And that's why this team is a severe disappointment this season.
No doubt. A lot of people bought in, thought it was all going to come together very quickly. I just thought it would take time. I wasn't sure there was enough football to go around, Chris. And OBJ, I think he, you know, what was the old commercial about sticker shock when you look at the car, the brand new car you want to buy? I think at first he was like, okay, when he got traded away from New York. And if he's going to go to Cleveland is cool, Chris, if you're winning football and he's catching footballs and he's getting touchdowns.
Right.
Yes. Then it's fine.
You're all pro, you know.
Yes, all that. But when you're not and you're in Cleveland for that type of guy who's a big city, bright lights, look at me kind of personality, it ain't that cool to be in Cleveland. I'm feeling more and more like he won't be there next year. That's just my gut.
If you were running the Browns, let's say that you're John Dorsey, would you trade him?
I'd have to get some for him, but I would be up for it because he
like,
just,
would you be shopping him? Let's say, would you start making calls?
Yeah, I'd try to make some calls to say maybe two big type receivers really doesn't work, or maybe this one didn't work because Landry already had a relationship or a rapport, chemistry, if you will, Chris, with Baker Mayfield. Do you know what I mean?
He was upset yesterday. He wasn't getting the ball either.
Right.
And he hadn't had a great year either.
It's amazing that you have all these weapons. And I don't know. What are the numbers with Hunt since he come back? Has he been?
I mean, he hadn't made. Look, Chubb is
just okay.
One
Chubb
of the
is
best
a stud.
Running backs in the league.
He's a stud. Yeah. I'm chubby, but he's a stud.
I don't know that I'd be making calls, but I would only trade him. And I've said this before. I would only trade him if I got a haul in return, him being OBJ. Because they if they don't change the coaching staff, then they're crazy. I think they're going to get a new coach. And I would want to get a coach and a staff that I knew could maximize a great receiver or a great receiving core and a quarterback.
I'll say this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And if they can't do it, then I got to move somebody. But I would want to give them that shot before I just traded him.
I understand that, but I'll say this to you. I bet you there are more people in NFL America out there, Chris, who are happy that the Browns didn't make the playoffs and got eliminated. Would you agree? Like they could have been—they could have been the new hotness.
They love to hate on the land.
No, but
that's where this stems from. Love to hate. They love to hate LeBron.
They were supposed to be.
They love to hate Baker.
Yes, sir, Brownies.
You're Detroit. You're a rival. Of course, you haven't gotten over LeBron running through your Pistons.
Stop.
I don't know that you're the objective guy to be saying this.
I'm telling you, NFL America is dancing in the streets. They were yesterday, knowing that the loudmouth Cleveland Browns and all the people, they reverted. They reverted to the Cleveland clowns. That's where they are. It was a circus. And it wasn't pretty. And you know what, Chris? The fat lady did sing yesterday because they did not live up to the billing. They weren't the guys that everybody thought they were. I loved every minute of it. I tried to warn you, NFL America, stop jumping on these fads and stir and add water teams that you're supposed to add these pieces and everything was supposed to just turn out and they
like
were supposed
the
Colts. To.
Cleveland!
I'm just telling
and
you about Cleveland. Cleveland is back where it belongs.
Stop it!
Back where
Why
it belongs.
Why are you hating on the land?
Because that team was never going to win anything, and I'm glad that they lived up to the real bill.
Watch out. Now, you know what? Mark, hey, this is a microwave take.
No.
Rack mark em. This. What is it? December 16th, 2019. Mark my words. Watch out for the Browns next season.
Chris, you picked them to make the playoffs this year.
I'm telling you.
I'm supposed to respect this?
They will be dangerous. That's all I'm saying.
Eventually, you'll be right because at some point.
Look who's talking.
No.
Mister, I'm going to Mexico.
Let's do a microwave take at the start of the season when I gave
you. When you predicted
when I
the
told
Chargers
you, no,
are
when
going
I told
to the Super Bowl?
When I told you
the Browns are going to the Super Bowl.
I told you the Browns weren't making the playoffs.
And you told me the Chargers were.
Go Chargers.
And the Colts who played
I told
tonight.
You the Raiders
were. The Colts who are about to get the brakes beat off of them.
Yeah, right.
Tonight by the Saints. You predicted them too.
I told you about that the Ravens were going to win the division. We could go on and on. If we could get our...
Oh, yeah, you're going to point out all your
I only missed one. I only missed two.
I just missed two.
I only missed two. That's it.
Then you had the Rams in the playoffs.
Are they eliminated?
You can't be believed.
Are
that's
they eliminated?
I'm just off the top of my
are
head.
Are they eliminated?
Are they going to make the playoffs?
Are they eliminated?
Did you see what my boy Dak... Did you see what my boy Dak did to them?
Did you see what the report was that Dak Prescott threw to open receivers all night? There weren't a guy with between 5 and 10 yards of
What's that say about your open? What's that say about your
That ain't have nothing to do
pick.
With it.
What's that say about your playoff pick? Thank you.
I'm still
I only got one. I only got two. I only got three. Don't let me start digging. You probably got a four
I just
or five
gave you
of
all
wrong.
Of yours. You were sticking out your chest. I was born in Cleveland. You wanted to make
I wasn't born.
You
I
wanted
never
to claim Cleveland.
I was born in Cleveland.
You were all happy that the Browns are relevant. I'm just so
they
happy that
relevant.
They're relevant.
They are relevant.
They're irrelevant today.
No, they're relevant.
They're irrelevant.
For the wrong reasons, but they're relevant.
Irrelevant.
They're more relevant than your Chargers. You know that.
Uh-uh.
Just because you get
That's
5 minutes on the pregame show. Just because you get 30 seconds on the pregame show.
What do you mean 30 seconds?
Of four Chargers games a year, you going to pick them to make the Super Bowl?
Wow. I do a 2-hour pregame show, yeah, I want you to know, on the Chargers Radio Network.
I only listen to 30 seconds all of it. Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Interesting story, Rob, that we haven't addressed yet with the NFL, but we know that last year was all about Pat Mahomes. He was the MVP. I picked him to be the MVP again this year. He was derailed by a few injuries, but still, he's back. They're going to be in the playoffs, and we'll see what he does in the postseason. But Chris Harris Jr., of the Broncos, after the Chiefs beat them Sunday, This is what Harris Jr. said about Mahomes. He's the best. There ain't no doubt about it. He's better than Lamar. Now, what is your feeling on that? Now, I'll talk first. I'm going with Mahomes. And Lamar, we talked about it on Friday. I think you're right in that he won't be unanimous, but I think he should. Like, I think I can't justify voting for anybody else to this point of the season other than Lamar Jackson for MVP. But that said, if I had to choose, who am I taking? I can start my franchise with either of these guys. I'm taking Pat Mahomes. I just think what he does is more sustainable. Now, maybe I'm judging that off history. Maybe I'm thinking the running quarterback is not going to be as durable and going to get hurt eventually. You know, I think teams, you know, we haven't seen many teams see Lamar for a second time. Last year when the Chargers saw him for the second time, obviously he wasn't as good yet. They shut him down after he destroyed him in the first time. This year, the only team they've seen twice is the Bengals. And obviously they're no good, so he ran roughshod over them both times. They will see the Steelers and the Browns for the second time to finish off the season. And then, of course, in the playoffs, they'll see some teams for the second time. So I just think that what Mahomes does by throwing the rock is more sustainable, and I can count on him for the next 12 to 15 years. Lamar, even if he doesn't get hurt, is going to slow down. And at some point in his career, maybe 5 years from now, whatever, he won't be running like this, 7 years, whatever, running like he is now. And then as good of a passer as he's become, he's not as good as Mahomes. So I would go with Mahomes, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's the logical pick, and it makes sense if you're looking at historical. But just it's amazing to me what – Pat Mahomes was the cat's meow, the new hotness last year. Everybody ran him raving 50 touchdowns all his first full season. He's changed the game. How can you stop him? He's going to throw for 60 touchdowns this year. He's only going to get better. We heard all that. And this year, nobody's talking about him. It was like,
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, nobody's talking about him this year.
Who's nobody? You're not listening?
Nobody. I mean,
plenty of people are talking about him. He's not in the MVP conversation. But that doesn't mean people aren't talking about him.
But he went from, like, this
he
guy.
He was hurt, too.
No, but I got it. But he's been back for weeks, Chris. He's been playing. And
is he playing poorly?
He's just playing okay. I don't think anybody.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's going to be all pro?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's ranting and raving about him this year. I don't hear that much chatter about him. It's all about Lamar, and because he does something different that we really haven't seen him. What is he, the fifth leading rusher in the league? And he doesn't have to throw that often. I mean, he had 5 touchdowns on 15 passes the other game. Is that what the number was, Rob G or Chris? Do you remember?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was 15, but you're
but you
right.
know, like, I mean, he had five touchdowns on like 15 completions.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
It's unbelievable what he's doing.
Yeah, I was right. That was the number.
Was it 15?
15 completions,
yeah, not passes.
Which is crazy, Chris, when you think about it. And he was able to get 5. And the only negative, I guess, is people saying, and like what you said, is will it last? But if we're just talking about right here, right now, he's been the toughest guy to stop in this league. He's right now unstoppable, and he brings a new added dimension to the game. And I don't know how they could win the Super Bowl this year.
They could.
They could. Really could.
Well,
and you know
like
what?
I said, he's played, I mean, he's been dynamic this year, and he is the rightful MVP in my view, but who would you pick to start your franchise?
It's a good question. I might take a chance with Lamar. And you know what, Chris? I probably would have to make a real fair adjustment, look at it. I want to see him in the postseason. I'm not saying he has to win the Super Bowl, but I just want to see, like, how this plays. You know how it's just
because
totally,
Mahomes played well in the playoffs last year.
You know, I mean, the only thing I didn't like was how they got shut out in the first half at home, and then they had to rally back, and then they fell short. But anyway, he did wind up bouncing back in the second half. I would just like to see how this plays out in the playoffs when you eliminate the bad teams, Chris. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And it's all
well, he's and you know, you've pointed this out before. He did beat a lot of good teams this year. So yes. It certainly wasn't just beating
No, he did the also Rams, no doubt. I mean, right. You know, he beat the Patriots when they were undefeated. He beat San Francisco.
Seattle.
Right. He's beaten some good teams. But I want to see in the postseason. The postseason, to me, because we watched last year when they, and you brought it up already, dominated the Chargers, right, in first go-round, and then in the second go-round in the playoffs, he couldn't move the ball. Remember, it was late in the game. After the game was over, he wound up putting up some numbers.
And all that. I actually thought, while I didn't think they should go away from Jackson as their future, I did think in that game that Baltimore should go with Joe Flacco.
Yeah,
because my feeling
there were a lot of
that,
people like that at that point. That you can't utilize. See, that's the other thing, too, and that's a great point that you just brought up, is what happens if you're down big?
That eliminates
that part. I guess you could still run, but you really can't, Chris, because you need clock, and you need
points quickly.
Right, and the clock running, the clock keeps running, and you run out of time, so you almost are forced into having to throw almost every down. If you fall behind, say the defense, or say you're down two touchdowns, or you're down 17-0. Now what?
Right.
Can we still run our same offense?
And can you run? Exactly. I agree. There's no question about it. Here's a point I want to bring up too, Rob, because we've always heard that the reason you can't have running quarterbacks in the NFL is because they won't last. Right? They'll get hurt.
Well, that's right.
And I've bought into that. But I'm really starting to wonder. I mean, we heard Greg Roman. Now, granted, he's the champion of the running quarterback. He had Kaepernick
in
San Francisco.
Right.
So maybe he's biased. He's with the Ravens now.
Right. And he's not going to talk down his guy, right?
Right. I mean, Michael Vick's third year, we know he became a full-time starter, like really his second year, played 15 games. And then his third year, he got hurt and only played 5. And then after that, 15, 16, and then, of course, he was suspended, and he came back in 12, 13, you know. So it wasn't like Michael Vick was all broken up and getting hurt, you know, every 7 or 8 games. Cam Newton, now he's over time, just the wear and tear has worn him down. But Donovan McNabb lasted a long time. You know, as a running quarterback. He wasn't really a running quarterback, but he ran a lot.
But he could run.
He ran a lot. Steve Young, you know, again, not a running quarterback, but did run. Like, I'm wondering, Rob, I'm really wondering, and I'm not saying I have an answer, but do we make too much out of a running quarterback getting hurt? I tend to think he will take too many shots, but maybe I'm wrong, and maybe the conventional wisdom is wrong.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I get it from the standpoint of it's different. They protect the quarterback, but once you're out
it's
of that pocket
now.
and you're running, Chris, you know, you can't be saved. So,
right. But even so, you're right in that regard, but you can't hit dudes like you used to be able to.
I agree with that.
Even outside of the pocket, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that may put maybe in today's NFL – where you can't use the helmet like you used to, and you can only hit quarterbacks here and there. I mean, granted, when he's running, you can hit him. But, you know, you just can't tee off on dudes like you used to. Maybe this is more, you know, a running quarterback can survive in today's NFL a lot longer than he would have been able to in the past. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. And we're only going to know within time. But I still would he brings a unique situation that we haven't really seen.
Right.
And the streak that he's on, and it just seems to be no let up. They're a scary team in come postseason time. They just are.
No question. There is no question about it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.